closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jingle
Show. Jingle!
All right. We're a little shorthanded today.
I know.
It's just us nappy-headed hoes hanging out.
That's right.
big shout-out to all our nappy-headed hoes listening to us.
Nappy-headed, flaxen-haired white chicks.
Exactly.
That's right. We're not going to get in trouble here.
I'm
worried about getting fired. They might take away my income.
You know, we're big in New Jersey, especially on some of those campuses up there.
Yeah. This is Jimmy Doan Show once
Jimmy
again.
Doan.
Thank you all for downloading. Oh, listen,
16th,
which reminds me, very important. Top Pentagon. Before we do anything else,
secret.
The new thing we're on. Podzinger.
Yeah.
Podzinger is. Is that the one that does the audio?
Yes.
Okay, that's the audio. But also,
do audio.
Do you mind?
First of all, it doesn't do the audio. What it does is it basically like kind of OCR only. It's like ACR. Acoustically recognizes text. And
I got a few things to say. Okay. First of all, let me just say this is it would be tax day. It's April 16th, mm-hmm. Monday. You would have to put your taxes in today, except that this is Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., only place that's ever...
Hallelujah,
whatever it is. And since the IRS is in Washington, D.C., they took the day off. Taxes are not due until tomorrow. And by the time this thing may be up, at least part one. Okay, Jack Rhodes is here with us.
Hey, it's good to be here.
We are missing Counselor Curtis.
Yep.
No, it's bad news because we had a lot of legal stuff today.
Well, it's good news because now everything we say is right.
Yeah, that's right. We get no crap from the legal guy. And engineer Eric.
Yep, always glad
here.
To be here.
Always good. Yes, it's good. Now,
that's why you can hear us.
I've almost lost my train of thought again.
Almost. We have a hell of a list.
Podzinger.
What's the feed thing we're on?
Oh, if you go to our website, we have a new thing up on there.
The new money thing.
Right, besides the new money thing, which is kind of cute, we actually have a thing where you can actually enter in your email address. It's called the Feed Blitz or something, and what it'll do is it will actually alert you. You know, as soon as we have a new posting of any kind.
In other words, it'll send you an email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it'll really cool. I use that for Free Domain Radio. Which one he uses. FeedBurner, is it? FeedBurner, I think, is what he uses.
Could be.
Whatever it is. Anyway, it's on our website on jimmydoan.com.
Since we're not really on any kind of schedule.
That's right. We're not on it.
We will notify you now.
Right. All you have to do, this is so great. All you do is go to the website.
It's even better than great because I don't have to notify anybody.
Right, exactly. And put your email in there. It is totally private, only exposed to everybody that signs up.
Right.
And the rest of the world. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, about lost IDs. But anyway, that would be the best thing for our listeners to do, is to go to that feed burner, whatever that thing is.
Come to our site and put your email in. You don't have to do anything else. It'll take care of the rest.
Right.
Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
That's all you got to do. Don't worry about anything. Don't remember. This, burner that. Don't worry about any of that stuff. Just go to our site, jimmydoan.com.
Hey,
put your email address
in. And don't forget, we got those new pictures of the nappy-headed hoes.
They're all naked, of course. They're totally naked, right?
Absolutely.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, they're totally naked.
Okay.
And worth the visit.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, today, of course, the big news, obviously, is Imus and Duke.
Lots of news. Lots of big news.
Well, lots of big news. But I'm going to go through the list. Talk about Imus, and we're going to talk about the Duke and everything.
There's a massacre today.
Okay. Everybody else has got light notes. I have none. But here's the serious stuff.
Got you covered.
Which we may talk about. Should we abolish? I pulled down some articles that I thought were kind of interesting. Should we abolish the statute of limitations? I thought that was interesting. Giant leap forward in computing. This is more of the...
My God!
Yeah, exactly. Age of spiritual machines. Interestingly enough, finally, the housing slump is starting to affect the states, and what are they going to do about it? CBS fires Don Imus.
Terrible shame, that.
Yep. In New York City, wants to pass some new regulations on buildings, which is a long story.
No more.
The rich get richer.
All right.
I say, why don't you just go through the whole list? Go through the whole list.
Bender. I haven't heard.
No,
of
I know.
Time.
I love Bender. I love Bender. Are they on a new series now? A new show or a new season?
I heard they were doing four new ones, but you know, I don't know. Ever since I got digital cable, I mean, I'm just an overload in TV.
Oh, which reminds me.
What?
We're gonna take a break here in a little while.
Jimmy forgot to hit the record.
I forgot to. No, 24 is on. All the last thing is 24.
I like how we digress during the list.
We digress during the digression. Here's the way. It's like the known universe. If you digress enough, you come back around.
Right.
Yeah, it's perfect. U.S. extending the tours of the Army.
15 months.
Massachusetts decided to go with health care, and we're going to talk about that. This was an interesting article that it has to do with the illegal immigration update. $2.2 trillion in illegal alien taxpayer sticker shock, whatever it is. I want to talk about that. Laptop, two or three places, laptop theft, ID theft, whatever it is. And the final thing that I've got in the serious notes here is the new explosion, pun intended, of nuclear power in the Mideast.
Nuclear.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk. I mean, I've got a little take on that. So anyway, let's start off with this is stunning to me, of course, across the board. Both the Duke thing and the Imus thing. I mean, they're related. Because why are they related, do you think? What do you think is the tie that binds...
You mean other than Jesse Jackson?
And Al.
And Al Shop.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That is the link. Those race whore... I can't believe... the stunning amount of FaceTime those guys get, even on Fox News of all places. I mean, I understand why you'd have it on the Communist Channel or something like that.
Right.
But to see, you know, Glenn Beck interview Al Sharpton, who's screaming, who's talking over him the whole time. I mean, right. These guys...
The man must be fired!
You can't even have your plasma because it'll burn their image into your screen.
No, that's exactly right. Exactly right. If you don't have a screensaver on your... If you don't have a screensaver on your TV, the Al Sharpton will be there forever. I mean, honest to God, I cannot believe how much FaceTime they give this guy. And he is the total 100% Kennedy-esque reprobate, as they say. You know,
hypocritical
the guy gives hypocrisy a bad name. I'm seriously. If he was only a hypocrite, it would be okay. But here's a guy who arguably is responsible for hundreds of dead people because of at least two riots in New York City that he instigated. One was with the Jewish thing, whatever it is, the murder, whatever it is. I forget what the thing. And then he's an absolute anti-Semite. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, let's lift up the race. And, except the Jews. and then the Tawana Brawley thing, which everybody knows was a total, total scam. And there was a riot that had to do at some point in time. I forget what it was. There's a name for it and everything. I think 15 people were killed. And it's only because of him. And then Jesse, the philanderer from hell, Jackson, reverend, the most reverend, Ten Commandments, I shall not commit adultery except I have a love child because I fucked my my intern and she had a baby. I mean, give me a break. Pardon my lips. I mean, here's a guy.
But I did it for the children.
Right. I mean, can you imagine this guy? Look,
because
there's a guy.
Wait a minute.
Here's a guy. There, you get a guy who is a preacher or whatever it is out in wherever he was, and he's gay. Okay, he's caught making it with some guy. He's immediately. I mean, you talk about buried. You talk about out of the church. You talk about. It was instantaneous. This guy. I forget what it was a big deal about a month or two ago. And I mean, he's like so nobody you cannot imagine. White reverends, white people get thrown in jail. You know, the Tammy Baker, whatever it is, Jim Baker business, whatever. I mean, they go to jail for stuff that is like maybe they admitted to being a fag. Maybe they stole some money or whatever, and they go to jail. But these guys who father, you know, they're reverend, amendment.
They're the reason he's fired. They're the only ones that called for Imus to be fired.
They stirred the pot.
They got it going.
I'm telling you,
started the riot is what they did. They did more than stir the pot. They incited the riotous attitude from
well, I mean, they're all over the media, and of course, everybody. And it's funny because you look at a lot of the black pundits, Star Parker for one, and I forget who the other one. And they said, you know, okay, it's okay, you got canned and everything, but this thing's you know, these people saying it's way way overblown, and they understand.
He said nappy-headed hoes.
Well,
come on.
Well,
he didn't even use the N word, and not to mention Jackson and Sharpton, right? They've used the N words. More
well, you're, but
see,
but as you know, there is a definite line that's drawn. If you happen to be black, you're allowed to do a lot of things that if you're not white, you're allowed to say a lot of things. In the word freedom of speech, First Amendment, no, sorry, does not apply if you're a white person. It just simply doesn't.
Right.
And
three words took him from 15 million to zero.
Yeah, right. Well, that was the other thing. Now that, let me tell you something. The fact that the
what were those words again?
I believe it was nappy-headed hose.
Nappy-headed.
Yeah, but the deal was, yeah, exactly. Nappy-headed hose. Can you imagine? Three words, and my paycheck goes from 50 million to zero in 2 weeks. Okay. Now, but the thing about it, the reason that he actually got fired, and I thought it was interesting because the people from CBS says, well, you know, we won't tolerate this sort of thing. It's not about the money, and I'm going to. You lying sack of manure.
Right.
Well, it was told. Well, the fact is, and I don't have a problem with this.
Right.
The market solution is if the advertisers don't advertise,
you
lose.
No show.
You got no show, right? And of course, the advertisers
unless
go.
You're Jimmy Dome.
That's right. Well. Yeah, we are the exception that proves the rule.
That's right. Always the exception.
Always ahead of the curve. That's right. But the point is that if the advertisers, like the cheap crap lemmings that they are, pull out,
which they all did.
There was one tea company apparently that stayed with him.
Yeah, but one out of 15.
Well, no, let me tell you something. Let me just finish this. This could have been, I think, if the hysteria hadn't been whipped up by the black whore dogs. That he might still be on, and I'll tell you why. It's what I call the Rosie O'Donnell thing. I mean, look, the View, and she is just total. I mean, talk about a whack job. I mean, this is
where's the View.
The View is
the View's on TV. It's the Barbara Walters and all
right,
that.
Right,
okay,
right.
Rosie, you know, had the fight with the Donald, and and she's, you know, she's just, you know,
with Sean Hannity,
she's class 9 from outer space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, of course, you know,
9/11 was a conspiracy.
9/11 was a conspiracy. Right. Bush knew all about it and blew him up personally. You know,
yeah,
that kind of.
I mean, we were abusing.
Yeah, on and on. I mean, you know, just everything in
liberal,
the world.
Liberal, liberal.
But the point is, they're. People watch the show like Jerry Springer, for God's sakes. I mean, their viewership, since she's on, is like double or triple or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, so they're not about, you know, Barbara Walters, her paycheck depends on how many people watch
absolutely,
the damn show.
Yeah.
So my point is that the tea company might have found out that if they had kept, you know, if CBS hadn't fired the guy because they were so wimpy about it, they might have found out that the advertising dollars wouldn't have gone away.
Right.
In other words, if the listeners show up. I forget which one it is. I might even be Lipton. I forget. I mean, I don't.
Okay, one of the advertisers didn't pull out.
Right, okay. So to speak.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And yeah, and in fact, he thanked them for, you know, supporting him or something like that. But the big ones, a lot of the big ones, you know, just ran like scared rabbits
We're talking a man here, regardless of what you thought of him, was on the air for more than what 40 years, nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
On the air.
No, he's been on forever, and of course he has, you know, it's an obvious look.
He's
a cutting edge show. I listen to the show.
He's always been, you know, cutting edge.
I personally thought the show sucked.
I did too.
I mean, I watched it on simulcast a couple times.
He probably had more listeners than us. But
actually, not today.
Yeah. Well, actually,
we have officially passed the Don Imus in listenership.
We're beating Imus.
It doesn't get any better than that.
You know, actually, there is one radio station out in Sacramento that's going to
keep him around.
They're going to play the best.
Well, he'll go to
really,
yeah, Don Imus.
He'll go to
1500 AM station. And it was either right. I think it was right outside of LA. So
what would have been great?
1500. We know all about that.
We could have gone down to our
WLO. Talk 1430.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, of course, that station is a black station,
right?
So can you imagine if we'd gone on and done the best of Don Imus?
And we would have.
And you think how long do you think it would have been before somebody knives would have come through the damn studio door?
Knives.
Oh my God.
Those are the little history of the Jimmy.
We used to be the only white boys at the All Black station.
That's right. Well, except for the two guys that had the strippers in there all the time.
Oh yeah. Well, that, well we brought. We, they came on because of us.
That's right. They That's came right. on because
had,
of us. That's
we had
right.
Kids, our boss.
And then they got fired.
And the station owner was white.
Right. Right.
And the state. Yeah. I mean, he died.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's all.
But it wasn't a race rider.
No. 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 No.
We're all equal opportunity.
No. No. It was. It was great fun. We, you know, we were there for 3, 4, 6 months or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. We did 90 shows or something. You've been listening to them, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been listening to the old ones.
What do you think?
They're great.
They were a hoot.
We should, you know, put them up on our nostalgia section on our website.
Now, I know we've digressed from a digression, but still, you know, the amazing thing, we always say this here at the Jimmy Doan Show. We've said it for a decade now. We're always ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And you can go back and listen to these shows in November and December from 98, and I'm telling you, folks, we are ahead of the curve.
No, that's it.
We call this stuff like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, we did.
Like we had a crystal ball, like it's Madame Rose on the side of the street. Pull in and talk to Jimmy Doan, because we'll tell you how it's going to go down.
That's right.
And I'm telling and I know we're only accepting PayPal now and all that, and we don't have big paychecks. But I'm telling you, we'll
put a couple of those on. I edited the ads out and everything on some of
them. And what we're saying about now, about nappy-headed hoes, and all the things, I'm telling
we'll
you.
We'll get picked up by Podzinger.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that'll
be number five for global warming.
Are we? Well, we're going to talk about global warming, too, because we're going to talk about definitely, because you sent me that thing.
Yeah, it's a national security threat now.
National security. It's all that. No, let me.
So we're going to switch. Back into Sharpton and Jackson.
So we're going to go to Duke. So now we're going to go to Duke.
That's right.
And this was, of course, they came down and.
Duke rape case.
Duke rape case. Of course, it's everything's
been. Jesse Jackson, remember, first week or something, first month, he offered the girl a scholarship.
Right.
The victim.
The victim,
no
right.
No matter what. And still, the scholarship, you know, is still in place.
I can't, you know, of course, so that, how long has it been? 6 months since they've been charged or something
It's almost a year.
Is it almost a year?
It's been a year and 3 months.
Okay, and it's cost like millions.
I'm sure. It's cost us probably me.
Well, no, I think the parents are rich. They had to pony up with some money, and they had to, at least one of the parents had to mortgage their home or something
I guess so people in North Carolina were paying for it.
For Nyfong's part.
Yeah, right,
exactly. Well, of course, his boss came out and said, rogue prosecutor, and he fired him. Now, what is interesting, because we got a note from Counselor Curtis, right. And of course, everybody's saying that this guy, the deal is, who's going to pay for all this? I mean, these guys have been put through hell, and so the idea is, as you know, states have sovereign immunity. You can't sue the state for damages. If your reputation
only in very special situations.
Well, what you have to do normally is
prove malicious intent.
Well, no, and then even then you have to sue the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it is, the states have sovereign immunity, and the only other time you can sue a state is if they let you, which of course they ain't about to do. But the point is that you can always sue a person for malicious intent and so forth. Doesn't matter, you know, on a personal.
And thing.
Their immunity is, I was just doing my job. And so it was part of the job. So since I was working for the state, sorry, no, cannot sue me, cannot get any damages. Now,
I think
they have to do is they have to prove that the guy in a back room, they have to have a tape recording of Nyfong saying, look, I hate these little shits and I don't care what it costs. I'm going to disobey the law and everything and I'm going to get the little bastards. You have to have that kind of thing on tape. Mm. That proves malicious intent. And then you can sue him personally. Of course, he ain't got no money.
Can you edit your own tape up?
You know, it wasn't like
all the inflections are wrong, but the message is clear.
That's right.
You cacked up a bunch of his speeches.
Oh, how long would that take?
Phonics.
Yeah, how long would that take? Well, no, you do what they do all the shows is you sample his voice,
right?
And then you
hack out all the syllables.
Well, no, and what you put all of his phonemes or whatever they are in a bat database,
right?
And then you just talk regularly, but you use his
phonemes,
voice to do it.
Right.
So it sounds like it's him,
right?
You know, it's a voice changer thing, like Darth Vader or whatever. Okay,
right.
So anyway,
Scott.
That's right. So
well,
So here's the deal. What Counselor Curtis was telling us was, look, he's going to get off and should get off. He said
he's saying Nyfong's going to get away.
He's going to get away and now the deal is this. As somebody once said, there's a better than even shot since there were like, I don't know, the faculty at Duke, you know, signed a letter saying we need to lynch these guys or something like that. And it turns out that they're going to have immunity, too. But somebody said since it's a first rate college, yada, 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 they may pony up and make these guys whole. But, I mean, the fact is it took a year of who knows what out of their lives for something that they arguably didn't do. I mean, and, of course, what they said is...
Arguably,
well,
they didn't do it.
But as they say, well, you know, they shouldn't have had a stripper in there anyway. I'm thinking, they're college kids. Yeah. Hello? I mean, you did. You know, you shouldn't go to the frat house and drink. Oh, okay, fine. Thanks, pal. I'm in college, and yeah, thanks. Won't do that again.
Yeah, loser.
Yeah. So no, my point is that I think that some way, shape, or form, they're going to get to be made whole. And I disagree with Counselor Curtis. He said he should get off. But I am going to quote the guy from Charles Dickens from
Lies and Slander.
No, not that. No.
Oliver Twist?
In Oliver Twist, right. And I forget who it was, Mr. Bogle or Boggle or whatever. Maybe somebody could tell me. I've got to say. And he said, sir, if the law says that, the law is an ass. And then the bottom line is if he gets off for immunity for what he did, they need to loosen up or the immunity thing. Because I think on its face, when you see his pronouncements and everything, he can say he was just doing his job.
Mm-hmm. He called 70-some-odd press conferences in the first week. He was so confident of his case that he had not even reviewed. I predict, too, and I'm with you, Jimmy, and I'm against Counselor. So, like I said, Counselor's not here, then everything
we
say
is right. That's right. Too bad.
Unless you get Marcia Clark... To run your case for you, Nightfong is going to go down in some way, shape, or form. Well, maybe a civil suit.
The problem with a civil suit is he got no money.
Yeah, well, no, he's got money. He's got enough money to take. Not money that these boys are used to.
No, no.
But to them, you know, it's not about the money because they don't need the money.
Okay, if you say so, but at least one of the parents, I think, could probably use it. My point is, somebody said his house is worth, you know, $100,000, $200,000. He doesn't make but about, you know, $50,000, $80,000,
$90,000 a year. He makes
$110,000. Okay, $110,000. But the point is...
Probably tax-free, too.
Why would you say that?
Because he doesn't work for the state.
Oh, yeah, well, no, you have to pay, you know, it's one of those things, what the state giveth, the state taketh away. So.
All right, so we'll see. We'll see. Always ahead of the curve.
So you guys are both in for he's going down for something.
Well, no, he's already been fired, and he's going to lose, and I believe he might very well lose his license to practice law, but he might very well be disbarred. But what Counselor said was... He is not going to, nobody will prevail in a civil suit because he'll claim, I was just doing my job. And I didn't really have any malice for these boys. You can't prove it. It might have looked like it on the surface, but hey, I was just doing my job. And this is what I do. It doesn't matter who it would have been. I would have done the same thing. You know, and of course, we've talked about this before with Counselor, and he has been as a defense attorney. He says, yeah, okay, 90%, 95% of the prosecuting attorneys are reasonable people. They don't want any more paperwork than the next guy. You know, you go to them with a decent deal and they will go along with it. You know, it'll plead the client out, whatever it is. Let's get on with it. Let's move along. Justice be done. Whatever. But it's that 5% that, you know, give the whole profession a bad name. And I look on Law and Order, for instance, that guy that does Sam Waterson. God, you talk about a guy that's out of control. Woo! I mean, this guy is, you know, we're going to make new law today. Every day he goes in there, we're going to make new law. Hey, I don't need any new laws. I got plenty already.
Right.
You know, the last thing I need is new law.
Right.
And this.
He makes laws like Janeway dumps the core.
So again, to tie this back into Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, no,
these guys are complete nappy headed hoes.
They are the worst.
What the hell are they thinking?
Well, no, but I mean, let me tell you, it doesn't do any good though. When you think about it, it's the same old, same old. On PBS, on any of these places, they say, well, we've got a story. We've got a story about economics. Let's call up that guy from the New York Times. What's his name? I forget his name. And he's an idiot. And they use him as the expert. Oh, we got a black-white problem. Let's look in our Rolodex. And they got two names.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Boom, they got two names.
Right.
I mean, why don't they call Walter Williams up or Tom Sowell or somebody like that or Star Parker or these other people? No, they call up the people that are going to make people are going to watch Jerry Springer.
Right.
And it is.
Something tells me sometimes they don't even call. They're at the door.
I mean, let me tell you. It is the Chuck Schumer syndrome. You know, don't get between these guys and a microphone. You'll get run over. I mean, the simple fact is these guys, they're there all the time. I mean, you gotta understand that these guys got frequent flyer miles to beat the band. I mean, they have got to be stepping on every time there's a thing. Well, we're going to go down
and
north.
You know they ain't flying coach.
No.
Not when someone else is paying for it.
No. They're not flying coach. And
all right,
and
well.
So anyway, I believe it is the Glenn Becks of the world, and then the people that have them on that are just as guilty as far as right. I'm concerned. They should cross them off, get them out of the Rolodex, and just not have them on. And I guess as much as anything, it is a corollary to the "if it bleeds, it leads" thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look at some of the stuff that makes the news today. You know, the Anna Cole Smith thing, for instance. I mean, give me a break. Who cares? Well, I mean, and obviously a lot of people do.
Yeah, the market's deciding.
The market does decide, but the market's an ass. No, the market, I love the market. There's no question about it. I love the market, but unfortunately, it is a dumbing down process, and these are the people that are going to be making your highly advanced quantum physics technological advances are the people that care about Anna Nicole Smith. Right.
I don't think so.
No. Let me tell you, it's going to be a nation of hamburger flippers and motel cleaners. And those are the people that got to be watching these shows.
Well, I mean, again, I have nothing against anybody that flips hamburgers, because when it 12 o'clock at night, when I want a Big Mac, there'd better be somebody in the damn kitchen. I just say you get rich and just let them flip burgers. You know,
get rich on what?
Well, I don't know. Make something up so we can.
Okay. Well, I guess the way you get rich. Is I'm trying to figure out, if you get rich, I guess you own a TV station that shows Anna Nicole Smith 24 hours a day, and people watch it, buy. Okay, I guess it's what goes around doesn't come around. Okay, yes it does. So next.
Let's briefly talk about this, just because it's so timely. This Virginia Tech lunatic.
Oh, just because that's right. That happened today. Now, they said this is the largest one.
That's right. And I knew Engineer Eric had some sound effects he was dying to use.
That's right.
So one lunatic.
Oh, we got some new guns too.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We went out buying guns.
But too bad we weren't at Virginia Tech today, because you would have gotten a chance to use them.
What?
That's right. Some lunatic walking around. 32 confirmed killed.
Is that what it is? Well, yeah, he was one of them, so 31 died. But
well,
yeah.
So I mean, did he kill himself?
They haven't said that.
They haven't said that yet, but the weird part was that he did apparently like a little mini kind of warm-up shooting spree.
Warm-up? I love it. What? Say what?
He did a breakfast shooting.
Yeah, he did a breakfast shooting.
At like 7:30, he just killed one or two people.
Wiped out, yeah, exactly. Then he kind of...
What?
There were hours apart. The two separate sprees that he did today.
You're kidding.
No. And so, like, he
Jimmy,
went.
Jimmy obviously has not seen any news.
Read the news here, Jimmy.
No, read. Hell, apparently it's been on TV. I haven't got my newspaper yet.
All right. Wielding two pistols, the gunman opened fire at about 7:15 a.m. at so-and-so, a co-ed friend, you know.
It's a co-ed dormitory.
Right, co-ed dormitory. Whatever.
With adjacent classroom or something.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so anyway, they killed what? Killed
two people.
Killed two people, and then what? Walked away?
That wasn't enough.
Walked out?
Well, you know, he had to go take a shower and stuff.
Take a shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he just had a cup of coffee. You know, I mean, he had to...
Had to go whiz.
Whiz, shower, you know, read the paper.
Well, now, more than 2 hours later.
Well, I want you to...
The cops are called to the scene. They all come running over there. They're like, you know, on one side of the campus, and they're all trying to...
But my point is, didn't anybody who saw him shooting say he went that away or anything?
Apparently not good enough.
Yeah.
Apparently not two or
three. He was, you know,
later.
White guy, 6 feet two.
Asian guy, some kind of hat on and a leather jacket. Might have had a bulletproof vest, they're saying now.
But so then he decided to, you know, for his lunch.
So he's walking across campus, loaded, bare guns.
Yes.
Reloading as he's walking across campus. A little hint. Okay, hint, folks. Okay, wait a minute. Danger. I want to tell you, folks, here's a hint. If you see somebody walking across campus that is loading up a gun, this is probably not a good time for you to be on campus.
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay. It was unclear as to whether or not after the first two were killed, whether or not people knew of his whereabouts and knew exactly who.
Well,
was.
Duh.
So it was two and a half hours later, he kicked in a door, you know, essentially burst into a class and opened fire.
Okay, this is about 10 o'clock.
A little before 10 o'clock, 9:50 a.m., shot the professor in the head, opened fire on the student.
Now, this is with his pistols or what?
Right, 2:45.
Was he taking that class? Was he not passing?
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, apparently it was like an engineering building. Maybe he failed his last class.
It was a German class, actually, that he broke up.
Oh, okay.
Sieg Heil!
That's right. Open fire for nearly a minute, shooting 30 shots and all.
So, boy,
215 Brown clips. Okay, good. That's right. Okay, good. We got those.
Yeah.
We know all about this.
Yeah. See, if every student was armed, you wouldn't have this problem.
That's right. One way.
Okay, so anyway, so then what happened?
Then apparently they, you know, all hell broke loose, brought in SWAT team, and I don't know that I ever, you know, heard an end to it. SWAT team obviously chased him around, followed him, cornered him, and he was pronounced dead. But they haven't said if he killed himself or if the SWAT team killed him.
Suicide by cop.
Who knows?
Yeah. SBC. Hmm. Yeah, happens all the time.
So okay. Virginia Tech, that sucks. They're a cool college. Probably still are, but, yeah. you know.
Well, hey, look, these little things happen.
Sans one
You know,
professor.
Hey, you know, huh?
Sans
yeah, well, that's
professor.
That's going to save them some money. So
now they'll have to rehire somebody. Then they'll want hazard pay.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah, combat pay.
Right. Well, then, of course, then the school can come back and say, well, you know, what are the chances of that happening twice?
Yeah, right, exactly. Lightning never strikes. Well, but it does. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh, yeah, okay, forgot.
Exactly. Well, so, it is the deadliest shooting rampage in modern United States history. 32
since the Civil War.
Well,
those weren't
shooting rampage.
That was a pretty big shooting rampage.
Lunatic.
No,
on
no, no. We're
campus.
Talking lunatic on the campus. Right. That's right.
So, okay. All right. So anyway, we had to mention that April 16th, 2007.
They also had about 8 inches of rain up in like the northeast area.
They're having a nor'easter through there.
The nor'easter.
Well, it's interesting because it's not like everybody didn't know it was coming. That was probably the most well advertised nor'easter they've ever had, and it was 4 or 5 days ago. They said, you know, big waves. You know, look out. It's like we here in Florida. You think about it. We have 4 or 5 days easy warnings for hurricanes. And what do people do? I mean, the plywood goes away at the Home Depot, and everybody boards the thing up and waits it out.
Party.
And that is exactly.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Dillon
broadcast. They had like 8 inches of rainfall in Central Park or something. And the last record was 1.5 inches in 1906 or something.
So they were boating it out.
They were boating it through the streets.
Yeah, cool. I saw some pictures of flooding and everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, hey, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. It's because of global warming.
Well, we should talk about that.
No, there's no question. It's global warming.
Yeah, absolutely. Global warming.
And so, what was the thing you sent me on global warming?
The thing I sent you on global
it's
warming.
Happening.
It's a national crisis.
Oh, where's that article? I had that. That was really good. Where is that? Wait a minute.
It's almost like we did research.
No, I did read some research. There was a New York Times article. There was a New York Times editorial on global warming, which was great.
Why don't you cue some music, Eric, while it looks.
Some broader power. Okay, I lost it. But it was that. It was Fat Tony.
Fat Tony
said it's a he's a
here I got it
okay good well here let me see that hand me that
he's looking here it comes he's
I did some
folding it into an airplane and he's and throwing it
oh good okay
and
good
catches it
yeah here it is this is
play
what,
play
which I love this road. No this is great because here's typical so typical. Everything is security risk. Everything's 9/11,
right.
And now global warming.
Think about that for a second. Global warming is now a national security threat.
Which means it gives it new impetus to raise the totalitarian laws,
right.
To make it have the global warming Gestapo. I tell you, they're going to, if they don't already, do they already have a global warming czar yet? They got a drug czar. And they have a couple of different czars, and I guess they're going to have a global warming czar.
It should be Jimmy Doe.
But you got to think about it.
The global warming
czar. It basically means that, I mean,
GWZ.
You could also extrapolate really easily to say, like, an asteroid threat would be a national security risk, a solar flares, you know, wiping out parts of the power grid, enabling terrorists to come in.
I've got an ingrown toenail, security risk.
Security risk. Jimmy Doe, probably big-time security risk.
Oh, there's no question about that. That's right. Why do you think this is...
Yeah, we got one of those bunker busters headed our way.
Well, anyway, let me get this. Let me read a couple of things. This is from the Washington, April 16th. Global warming poses a serious threat to America's national security, with terrorism worsening and the U.S. likely to be dragged into fights over water and other shortages. Top military leaders warn a new report. General Anthony Fat Tony Zini, he's President Bush's former Middle East. Okay, joining calls. Already made by scientists and environmental activists, the retired U.S. military leaders, including a bunch of people, said we need to cut the gases that do global warming. report warned in 30, 40 years, there'll be wars over water.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a climate, I love this, climate change exacerbates already unstable situations. Well, you know, I got news for you. It exacerbates stable situations, too. Look, hey, climate change is change.
Change.
So I think, you know,
if you're stable and something changes, you move to a
unstable. Could be. And I love this. Everybody, you know, everybody needs, and this is the sentence that I hate. Everybody, you know, who's everybody? Oh, BS. Needs. I hate it when somebody says, you need to do this. Yeah, okay. Well, good luck. They need to start paying attention. What if they don't? Anyway, I love this. General Anthony Fat Tony Zini, Bush's former Middle East envoy, said in the report, it's not hard to make the connection between climate change and instability or climate change and terrorism.
It is.
And I said, well, it might not be hard for you. That's what you get paid to do. I mean, look, this guy is the carpenter with a hammer. Everything looks like a nail.
Right.
I mean, there's no question about it. That's what he gets paid for. I love this. It was written by 6 retired admirals and 5 retired generals. They warned of a future of rampant disease, water shortages, and flooding. Noah's Ark, thank you so much. That will make an already dicey areas such as the Middle East, Africa, and Asia even worse. Yeah, and well, I love this. Weakened and failing governments, and of course I look at it, if they're weakened and failing, they shouldn't be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They foster internal conflicts, extremism, and movement towards increased authoritarianism, excuse me. Yeah, like here in the U.S. I mean, I got newsflash. You talk about Mugabe and these other people, the dictators over there. Let me tell you, if you think we're not headed towards a totalitarian thing, and we're going to talk about some of the laws that they're getting ready to pass here, you know, you're out of your mind. That's where we're headed here.
Right.
It's like the... let me tell you how it's working. It's like two things, two analogies here. One is the boiling of the frog,
right,
which we've talked about before. You put them in a cold pan of water and rib it.
Slowly turn it up.
Slowly turn it up and
yeah, they do that for a little while.
And then they boil it.
Well, you forgot to have the. You need to. Have that's those frogs with the big chins. It just blowed up.
It's frog in a microwave.
And then I say, radical. The report said the U.S. will be drawn more frequently into these situations. And I'm saying, why? What do you mean?
Right.
You know, we don't get drawn in. We march in. I'm saying, let's stay out of it.
Right.
If those guys want to blow each other up, like, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, too. Fuck, God, you know, what am I doing there? I don't need to go in there and mediate.
Let's put in cameras and make pay-per-view.
At the very least. So anyway, the
make some money off of the wars.
So anyway, let's see. And what here's here we will pay for this one way or another. Wrote Fat Tony.
Fat Tony,
former commander of the U.S. Central Command. We will pay to reduce Kent. We'll have to take an economic hit, or we will pay the price in military terms, and that will involve human lives. There will be human toll, and I'm reminded of who's the guy in Star Wars. You mean some people go to die? You know, it was Jar Jar Binks when they were talking. Some people might even die. Well, no, because let's kill Jar Jar. That was a great line. I should have pulled it in here.
You said people going to die?
You mean some people go to die?
Well, Kurt, counselor and I decided that the opening for the Star Wars movie after the first one with Jar Jar, and should have just have him go right up on the screen and then explode at the start of the movie.
And start with like this big green blood splatter
exactly.
All over the and it drips.
The screen off, and then they start the movie.
And then they start that dribbles down
right,
to
right,
show
right,
you right.
Exactly. A standing O.
Oh,
man.
No question about it. No question. I mean, I thought it was funny that there were, if people hadn't done websites before, there was a plethora. There was a deluge of websites called Kill Jar Jar.
Oh, there was more than, you know, Kill Wesley Crusher.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he finally went to another something, didn't he? In one of
well,
the...
he went to Anna to do acting. Yeah, well, yeah. In the Star Trek thing, he ascended to some freaking traveler plane. BS.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Now, this is something that I like, is top climate scientists said the report makes sense and increased national security risk is a legitimate global warming side effect. Now, here's my question. Are there any climate scientists who are not paid by the government, or either directly or indirectly?
Are there any top scientists that are female and topless?
I wish. Now, that would be the topless female climatologist. That'd be a rock band. Clitoramus.
The climaxologist.
Yeah. The climaxologist, okay. Right. The climate climaxers. I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
Okay.
But I mean, the point is that these guys get paid to say this stuff. Mm-hmm. Think about it for a second. Are there any climatologists, if you're working in, you work for a foundation or for the Smithsonian or National Geographic or a university or directly for the government, you are paid with government type funds, nonprofit, government, whatever you want to call it, and you get paid to say this kind of stuff. I mean, how long would you work as a climatologist if you came out and said, this is all bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
They'd say, well, you're fired. I mean, that's it. Boom, done. You know, so you would expect, as we've talked about so many times before, if a person's ego or livelihood depends on a mythology, you go with the mythology. But let me tell you, I'm not saying for a second that global warming is not occurring. It could very well be. And in fact, it may very well because of what man has done on this planet. Fine. There's nothing you're going to do about it. Right. You cannot reverse this trend. And the only what they're trying to do is to get a socialist, fascist, totalitarian organization here to.
We'll reverse the damn trend, then everything will start getting, you know, we'll freeze. It's going to be global freezing.
You release enough of those carbon dioxide eating nanobots up in the atmosphere, right.
The market's going to figure this out. Absolutely. I mean, what I'm saying is this report is the worst gloom and doom thing I've seen. It's we're all going to die, and I'm saying, so what?
And it's
let me tell you, we're going to die anyway. And this General Fat Tony, he's going to die too. Mm-hmm. So, and they say, well, I'm worried about the children. Yeah, BS. Let me tell you something. Grandchildren, 100 years from now, look, it'll all fix itself. It'll all work itself out. And let me tell you, if the Earth, the thing that people don't realize, and I'm going to talk, and this is not a digression. What is amazing about this...
He's announcing it's not a digression.
I am announcing this
just
digression.
In case you're definition.
But the real problem is Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
Now, here's the reason why. They are talking about 50... If some people are saying 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, whatever it is, we're all going to die, global warming, whatever it is. How do you fix it? You got to have money to fix it. Okay. If everybody's broke... If everybody's dying, if you've got no medical care, which you will not have since it's totally unfunded, we know for a fact, actuarially, not even differential equations, we're talking about regular old mathematics, we know that there'll be no money to pay for the retirement, Social Security retirement, safety net, there'll be no money for the Medicare that they've promised to people, not to say there won't be any health care, and not to say there won't be any retirement, but as far as the government is concerned, the government will be broke. Broke, broke, broke. No money to help with global warming. So the point is, they're going to run out of money before they have the global warming issue.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm saying, you take care of the things that are happening closer in time. And it's amazing to me, this digression. They're talking about something that's going to happen 50 or 100 years from now, and they're not worried about the thing that's going to happen 8, 10 years from now.
Right.
And because I'm not why? Well, because they're idiots.
Right.
I mean, in a nutshell.
Plus, they can pass the buck off on that.
Oh,
one.
No question.
Yeah.
No question about it. And what they can do is when the Social Security starts to go down the toilet,
they can bail.
They can say, and then Medicare and people, and they have the rationing with Medicare. What they're going to find out is, you've got Medicare, and here's your Medicare card. And oh, by the way, if you get sick, don't call us. We'll call you. But if you do have if you get a scrape or something, come on into the emergency room and show us your Medicare card and sit down for 10 hours, and we'll take care of it. Past that, you're on your own kind of thing.
That's right. We'll be right with you.
You know, we'll be right with you. You know, zing. Like those guys on the tarmac for 14 hours in the airplane, you know, couldn't get off. So anyway, my point is that what they'll say when people start complaining about the Medicare, where's my Social Security check, or the inflation's gone through the thing, and a loaf of bread's $500, and that's my Social Security check, then they'll say, well, but no, you don't understand. We're taking care of global warming. That's why you don't have any money. It's global warming. It's terrorist. It's a terrerorist item. We're in a war. We're in a war. You have to make a sacrifice. So you get no health care and you get no retirement, and that's part of your sacrifice and nephew. Anyway, the deal is, I love this guy, Terry Root, and I've seen this name, Stanford scientist Terry Root. I've seen this person before, co-author of this month's International Science.
Yeah, we talked about him on the last show.
Oh, was that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
But I love this. His quote is, but the instability will happen sometime. Oh, really? Boy, don't go out on a limb here, pal. I mean, you know, this is like, sometime we're going to die. Or sometime Coca-Cola is going to cost $5 a bottle in the next 1,000 years.
Right.
I mean, he's not out on a limb here. I love this part also, and you mentioned this, engineer. We're going to have a war over water. A war. I love this. A war over water. There's just not going to be, I guess we're going to have a water czar. There's just not enough water to go around. Well, I don't believe that. I'm sorry. Do you understand that? Somebody told me that 90% of the world's fresh water is currently in ice caps or glaciers or something. That's fresh water.
Right.
That's drinkable water.
Hey,
that's like 1,000 times what anybody would ever... Forget the salt water. Forget the desalinization. Forget the two-thirds. Forget the fact that the oceans are... That we haven't even started on any kind of technological thing to take the salt or make that drinkable water that is economical. My point is this. You're crazy. People are paying $1 a gallon for water in the store, and the market would dictate... That here, at least here locally, what you ought to do is charge a dime a gallon for the stuff that comes out of the tap, but they only charge a nickel. If they want to raise it to 6 cents a gallon coming out of the tap, which is pretty damn good water we have here, people, they sing like stuck pigs. They're going crazy. Whoa, you're trying to kill us. Well, the reason is you're watering your lawn too much. Go with the dead lawn is what I'm saying. You know, you got a choice. You can either feed the grass or feed yourself. Now, I got it, no problem. You can make that choice yourself, and maybe we have a little culling of the herd here,
right,
and the grass will grow, and you'll die, and you can actually help feed the grass.
Right.
Actually, here's what you do. Water the lawn, go out there, dig a big hole.
Feed the grass.
Yeah, you can go out there, dig a big hole, dig a hole and fall in it and become fertilizer. Okay, this is good. That'd be good for me.
All right, you want to take a quick break?
We're going
to
take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm kicking back and putting money in the bank, yeah. I'm sitting pretty and laughing all the way, yeah. I'm kicking back.
Thanks for listening to part one of the April 16th, 2007 Jimmy Dunn podcast.
Money, having fun and making money.
Enter your email on jimmydone.com for notification of future podcasts.
Everybody looking, got on my turn, yeah.